So you were doing what yesterday?
I was playing Oblivion for 12 hours straight.
That is the most awesome thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm still working on it. I'm the obsessive compulsive type that likes to explore every cave, every nook and cranny of every mountain, every city, every back alley. Yes, I
know. You know what I like?
What?
Civilization and a bottle of wine. Whole day. That to me would be heaven. Because, as I've said before, I can't play Civilization every day, but I could play it for a whole day.
If you had a bottle of wine.
If I had a bottle of wine.
Otherwise, would you play it?
Not like to get drunk, but just to play, have a nice little, you know.
It's like a good book.
Just, like, yes. Yeah. That's exactly what it is for me. You know? And always think that I might play aggressively, and then I never do.
Because the wine mellows you out.
Because the wine mellows me out. It's the most, it's awesome. It's just a really great way to spend a day.
Awesome.
Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity. Peculiarity. Irregularity. Inconsistency. Incongruity. A rarity.
You want me to say it first?
Yes.
Okay. That's our group.
Yeah, that's right. Hello and welcome to the Anomaly Podcast. I'm Jen, and I had more Star Wars action figures than all of my boyfriends combined, and I am an anomaly.
My name is Angela, and I am not a geek. I'm a level 48 paladin and a level 45 mage, and I am an anomaly.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, people. It's fun. It's Anomaly Day today. Every day is Anomaly Day for me.
Me too.
Okay. Well, this is our next podcast. Sorry we haven't had a new one in a while, but we hope you enjoyed the hijacking of Treks and Sci-Fi that we posted last time.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome to our new listeners that came from that.
Yes.
Always welcome new listeners.
Welcome to our craziness. I was noticing some hits from Germany.
Really?
And hits from France.
I have friends in Germany.
You do.
But I don't think that's them, because no. I don't know if I've told them about the podcast.
They're from all over Germany, so it's not.
But
really
I may have sent the link to my friends in Germany. So you never know. You never know. It could be them.
Well, you're German American and you speak German, so if you guys want to email Angela, she can understand German.
Nah. Nicht so gut. I can figure it out. Let's just say that.
I could say the same for Spanish. So that okay. One listener in Mexico.
All right.
Yo sabe.
We like to be multicultural here.
There's also one in New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
One lonely person in New Zealand. We've got several in England who are listening. Hello, England.
Hello, England.
And now our map of the United States is starting to fill out.
It's
cheerio. Used to be west and east, and now it's filling out in the middle. Huh?
Is cheerio like aloha, where you can say it for hello and goodbye?
I have no
idea.
Or
is it just goodbye? Somebody write and tell me. Cheerio.
Cheers. We also, I'd like to say hello to our listeners in Texas. We have some in Big D. We have some in Austin. We have some in Houston. And we have some in San Antonio.
Oh, great. We're Texas girls, so we like that.
Write to us.
Yes, definitely. But don't try to find us.
No. We're not down with that.
We don't like that at all. Okay. All right, so I guess what are we talking about this week?
Well, we did promise an interview with a friend of ours who had never seen Star Wars before.
And she did watch Star Wars.
She did. And I interviewed her at work recently, and we had some technical difficulties with the audio. I'm still trying to salvage it, but if it doesn't work out, we'll just let you know what she said. And we'll discuss, and we'll kind of do a little rebuttal.
Sure.
To some of her points.
Yes.
So
I don't know if it's rebuttal. We're just going to discuss.
We're going to discuss because that's what we do best.
Yes. And we really wanted, a lot of people do Star Wars episodes, of course. And we were almost, when we tried and failed miserably, we have to tell you about this. It was almost so horrible that it was funny. But I remember we tried to do a watch Star Wars and comment on it, you know, a commentary, anomaly commentary. And it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. It was nothing like the Anomaly Girls, you know, always quipping and talking and excited. We were like, oh, that was awesome. I like that part.
Yeah. We wanted
this
to watch
it. This is cool.
Yeah. We wanted to watch it, not comment. So
yeah,
it's
difficult to
do a commentary when something is on in the background for us.
And to make a little something different, instead of doing what everybody else has done, we just wanted to get a new perspective and then do some comments of our own based mm-hmm. on what the new person said. And yes. So that's what we're doing.
And we plan to do this more often in the future as far as Star Wars yes. is concerned. This is our first Star Wars topic.
Yeah.
Although we have referred to it many times.
Yes, of course.
In some quotes and in our intros. And I think we also had a little debate as to which film you would show to your child first.
Is that on one that we put on iTunes?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we'll have to
yeah.
see.
Yeah, we'll have that debate.
We don't have to have a debate.
Again.
Oh, okay. We can have the debate again. Yeah.
But I think we're in agreement now, so it's
I think
not
we
much
are.
Of a debate.
I think we are, but I would like everyone to write in what you think
yes.
is after we have that debate. You feel free to chime in. I know that that was one of the discussions I had with my husband before we had our child. It was a very important discussion that we had on which movie to show first.
It's right up there with religion.
Oh, it is, totally. You know, we're going to do public or private school, who's going to babysit, and which movie of Star Wars to show first. Very, very, very important. So, and also the child is now sleeping. If you suddenly hear a cry, I'm really sorry, but we're going to get this done.
Yeah.
Well, we're really excited to talk about Star Wars. Yee!
Okay, so sitting here next to me is our geeky experiment, Erin. Say hello, Erin.
Hello.
Explain to everyone how you lived your life without Star Wars.
Is this a drill or something?
Very simple, actually. well, my two oldest brothers were all about the lightsabers, fighting lightsabers. I was born in 83, not that that's an excuse. But they grew up watching it and it was part of their generation and their time. And so my entire family has actually watched it several times and have seen all five. So five? Those are six.
Like six.
Okay, yes. So they've actually watched all six and they actually discuss it. I am just completely out of the loop. So they're actually in disbelief that I have never seen it. So.
But you have seen it now. Did you have any?
Yes.
Because I gave you the box set to watch. I said, mm-hmm. you can watch the first one. If you like it, you're welcome to watch the others, but you stop with the first one.
Now, I did.
Did you have any preconceived notions about Star Wars before you watched it?
I think, well, going into it, I really didn't have any expectations. I just knew that there was like this furry guy that just didn't have like words and he just grunted a lot. And so I just really didn't get it. Like, why? I don't know. And not that I had like, oh, that's horrible, I'm not into that. It wasn't even that. It was just, I don't know. I think I would rather choose other things than to watch that movie. I didn't understand all the robots and stuff like that. So,
but you now know that the furry guy's name is
Chewbacca.
There you go. And the robot guys. You still don't like them? Or do you still don't understand them?
Always, for some reason, I started saying ACDC, but it's R2D2, right?
R2D2. Yeah.
And I could never CP3C.
It's okay. C3PO.
C3PO, see?
Yeah.
It's somewhere.
Yeah.
I understand it a little bit more. And I'm not gonna lie. When you gave me the box set, and you and Angela, how many weeks did it take me? About two.
Yeah.
To actually watch it. I think it's because it was on a weekend, and I told my roommate, I have to watch this. I don't want to watch this, but I have to watch
it. It is pointless to resist.
So we actually tried to psych ourselves up because she wanted to watch it with me. And she had only seen various parts of it. She has three brothers as well, and they were really into it growing up. So we had to psych ourselves up, and guess what? We're watching Star Wars. I get really excited. So I think that helped. We both sat down and watched it together. So.
Now, just to be clear, we didn't force you to
watch. No.
You actually said like you'd be interested in seeing
it. Yes. Well, I was tired of being out of the loop.
Yeah.
So especially here in the office, I was tired of being out of the loop when Star Wars was discussed. So
did you like the plot or the story? Is there any particular character you liked?
Well, obviously, we heard a lot about George Lucas, and there's 6 episodes, so I assumed that there was some sort of plot, and you know, that people would continue to watch it and the popularity of it. But in the very beginning, when the words are scrolling up, and I think it's just my mindset, after each little paragraph, we had to pause it and read it and say, okay, these are bad guys, Death Star, what is that? And so we had to, in our mind, okay, good guys trying to fight the bad guys, bad, real bad, evil. And so we were trying to figure out who was who and what was going on. So once that happened and we understood and pushed play to actually like watch the movie, I think it was a lot better. I liked it. The plot was, it was much more in-depth than I thought it would be. That's what I didn't expect. I just thought it would be just kind of one of those fun little, I don't know, it's like robots, so what did I really expect? And actually the first few minutes, there was not a lot of dialogue. And I don't know if it's just me, but I was like, I need human communication.
Yeah.
Like, where's human communication? So I was a little at first like, okay, when's this going to pick up? But it definitely obviously picked up pretty soon. But I was really impressed with Star Wars and the plot and the characters and just the unexpected humor in Star Wars. I didn't expect to be humorous. Like, I loved... what's his name?
Han Solo?
Yes, him. I liked his character and just kind of the humor that he brought. So
good. Mm-hmm. And what did you and your roommate say about Harrison Ford in Star Wars?
Well, one of our friends called and said, "What are y'all doing? Like, watching Star Wars?" He was like, "Really? Y'all never seen that?" And so it was like another someone else. "Y'all never seen that?" And so he goes, "Well, what would you take away from it?" And my roommate said, "Well, Harrison Ford was hot back in the day." So it's true. He was good looking.
I think you just can't bear to let a gorgeous guy like me out of your sight.
So is there one specific character you liked over another? Was it Harrison Ford? Did you like Carrie Fisher as
Princess
Leia?
She wasn't my favorite character.
Kind of snotty.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. I think she'd be a good sorority girl. So she's just kind of, I don't know. Not that I don't like sorority girls, but I kind of...
No, it's okay.
It's not my personality.
It's okay if you don't like sorority girls. We can deal.
It's not my personality. So I think probably my favorite character, it would be Han Solo, just because Luke Skywalker... Oh, good. Luke Skywalker, he's just maybe too emotional for me.
Yeah,
not emotional. But he's just kind of hyperactive, sensitive.
Yeah. Well, he in the first film, which is the one you watched, mm-hmm. A New Hope, he starts out as a boy on a farm, and you see the progression. So, if you in the future choose to watch the other 3 films in the or 2 films in this trilogy, you'll see him kind of grow up.
Okay.
So he's not always the whiny, over emotional boy.
Well, so. And that's what I was telling my roommate Kim. I said, like, I'm okay with just watching A New Hope. Like, it was great. And
it's a standalone film. That's why we had you start with that.
Yes. And so it was great. And it was good just kind of watch it. And there was... We were watching The Office last night. And there was a reference to Yoda. And they did something. And I was like, I know what that is. I know Yoda. Sort of.
Yoda's not in this movie.
But he is kind of, right?
Nuh-uh. Obi-Wan. You don't see Yoda until the next
then
movie.
I meant Obi-Wan.
Yeah, okay.
Not Yoda.
Yeah, that green guy on the...
That's Yoda?
Yeah, that's Yoda.
No. It was Obi-Wan that they made the reference to. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
See, I'm still... Getting,
it's okay. You I'm just watched it one time. You have to, in order to, I think, know the film as well as Angela and I have, you have to have grown up with it and love it. It's nostalgic for us, and mm-hmm. It reminds us of our childhood, and... We know all the characters fit that, and that's probably one of the main reasons, but...
I think that if someone said, hey, we're going to watch Empire Strikes Back, like, okay, I'll sit down and watch it. And I think I told you this when I came in the office after watching it, was after it ended, you know, I was like, well, I can watch this, and it would be, you know, I don't have to watch the other two. We watched it on Saturday. Well, on Sunday night, I was like, I kind of want to watch Empire Strikes Back. So, but...
A lot of people think that that's the best of all movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Someone else directed it.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And there's a reveal in that movie that it's pretty important to the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes on, I would suggest that you do watch it. You'll like it.
I think maybe so. But overall...
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for being our geeky experiment and for agreeing to
anytime
to reveal this embarrassing fact about yourself that you've never seen Star Wars until now.
I'm willing to open up.
All right. Well, thank you. You rock.
Erin, first of all, is a different kind of geek. She
likes baseball.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's baseball and sports.
She knows everything about the stats. She knows what year people
played. She goes to player blogs.
Yes. She reads them on a daily basis.
Yes.
So she's a different kind of geek.
So she understands.
She understands the fascination and fandom just
yes.
from a different perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when we found out that she didn't watch Star Wars.
Right.
We were appalled, first of all.
Well, I don't know that I was really...
I was, because she grew up in a family who all love Star Wars. And
well, that's true. Of three brothers. She has three brothers.
Her mother and father also watched
Star
Wars.
Right. So that is kind of weird that she never happened upon it.
Yeah. I think she knew maybe some parts. Maybe she saw a couple of scenes, but she never sat through the whole thing.
Right.
It's possible. I mean, how could you miss it altogether?
Especially because Star Wars is so part of the culture.
Right.
Not just, I mean, you can kind of debate on what part of the culture the Star Wars is, but really, I mean, it's something everybody knows about at least
mm-hmm.
and is familiar with. And I was kind of surprised how little she really did know. Almost like she had been avoiding it purposely, but not, because she doesn't seem like the kind of person who would avoid it purposely.
Yeah.
Like, my sister might avoid it purposely, but I know she's seen it because I've watched it with her before. So I don't know. I don't know that she would remember anything about it, but she has seen it at least because mm-hmm. she lived with me. So I don't know. I just think it's interesting that she's avoided it for so long.
Right. I agree. Well, she did watch it, and mm-hmm. although we gave her the box set and she seemed willing at the time, she did admit in our interview that she was a little hesitant to actually pop it into the DVR or the DVD,
DVD.
Player.
Yeah.
Her roommate had not seen the movie either, and they both felt out of the loop.
Yeah.
And decided finally together they're going to watch the movie.
Okay.
And so they sat down and watched it. And it's so funny because Erin said that they both had to pause the scroll at the beginning and rewind it several times to read, okay, bad guys after good guys. Okay, what's the Death Star?
You
know,
yeah.
They were trying to figure out everything they needed to know before the movie actually began.
Yeah.
And so they thought they had it and they pushed play and they started watching the film. Her biggest thing was the beginning of the movie was boring because there wasn't enough dialogue between... It was just the two robots.
Okay.
And she was a little concerned that the rest of the movie was going to be this way.
Okay.
But was, you know, she got more and more interested as the droids moved out of the picture. They weren't the focus, I guess.
Okay.
A friend of theirs called and asked, "What are you guys doing?" And they both said, "Oh, we're watching Star Wars." And he was very surprised that they hadn't seen it either. As he should be. And he said, "Well, what did you take away from the movie?" And, well, at this point, what we know is that Harrison Ford was really attractive in 1977.
Yeah, he was. That's
so,
true.
Yeah, I asked her about Princess Leia because a lot of women, you know, they thought of her as kind of their role model.
Yes.
Strong woman in a movie. And she compared her to a sorority girl.
Which is bizarre. But continue.
So, yeah. Sorority girl. And the big hairy guy. She kept referring to. And mind you, she's only seen it one time.
Of course.
She cannot expect her to know all the names.
That's true.
And have, you know, R2-D2 down and C-3PO down. She was confusing letters and numbers with, you know, titles. But
right.
That's very understandable. So Han Solo was her favorite character. And she was very surprised by the plot, she said.
Oh, really?
Yes, immensely surprised, and also pleasantly surprised with the amount of humor in the movie.
Yeah.
She found it funny.
Yes.
Especially Han Solo.
Yes.
Overall, she said she really liked the movie.
Great.
And that if Empire was on TV, she would watch it. She did not watch the DVD in the box set I gave her. She was tempted to watch Empire.
Okay.
But didn't. That was the interview. If
cool.
It didn't turn out.
That's okay.
That was a synopsis.
Well, I know she also talked to me about the whole idea that she was excited that she gets some of the jokes now. Because since Star Wars is such a part of popular culture, it seeps into everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in the references are not just in other sci-fi or Buffy or, you know, things like that. It's also in regular. And I know that Erin herself, she is a big Office geek. She has all, like, however many seasons there are of The Office on DVD. And didn't she say that they had a reference to, well, she...
To Obi-Wan.
To Obi-Wan.
And she didn't understand it before, and now she did. So it's kind of like when Data finally got that joke.
Yes.
That was told in the first episode of Star Trek. Sorry, I'm mentioning Star Trek.
I know, we have to. That's the way we are.
When he got his emotion chip in First Contact.
Right. Ha 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 ha.
Was it First Contact?
Generations.
Generations, sorry.
Oh my gosh. And you call yourself a fangirl. I'm just kidding. I just like making fun. But yeah, so now she has a little more context. And I think it's interesting, too, to think about, like, our history with Star Wars, because I don't remember a world without Star Wars.
Me either.
It was always part of us. I mean, and sci-fi in general, but Star Wars specifically. And it's so funny to me, like, because I'm thinking, when would I have really seen it? We had our VCR, big deal, and we recorded all of the episodes on, or all of them, the original episodes on our tape player, and then we watched them over and over again, you know, fast forwarding through the commercials, yippity doo dah. And so I saw them very degraded. You know, I knew all about them always, and I, again, have no idea exactly how that happened. And then, of course, when the new ones came out, we watched it, and I already knew what happened. I don't know. And of course, recently, though, I think through college and then up until now, I've gotten to like them even more. I had mentioned before that I had done papers on them in grad school because I do find them very interesting. And there's so much meat in them in general that I think it's so different for us to talk to somebody who really has no context. Now, like when she's watching the scroll and how she had to stop it, I don't know that I've ever really thought about it. And also, this is something I thought was interesting with her, and because I talked to her on the side about it because she and I shared an office. Really, there are certain things when you watch fantasy, even if we had never seen Star Wars before or never seen a fantasy, there's things that people who watch fantasy all the time or sci-fi, they accept right away. You accept that there's a good and evil and that they're fighting and this guy is doing this and this guy is doing this. And you just kind of accept that. We are so used to that dynamic that we don't question it or think about it. Whereas Erin, as somebody who does not watch sci-fi and fantasy, had to really internalize and think through, now, what does this mean? Who is the Empire? What's going on there? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I had this discussion with her right after she watched the movie, before we did our interview.
Right.
About, well, first of all, she said she was born in 84. So
right.
She kind of 83, missed.
83, I think.
Was it? I think she said 84. But okay. She totally missed the boat as far as,
right,
you know, the first trilogy goes.
Right.
And of course, it aired on TV, like you said. But she had trouble figuring out who the rebels were.
Right.
And we tried to explain to her that they weren't just like one group of people. It was
right.
like the, you know, the entire world in World War II against,
right.
you know, the Axis powers. You
right.
know. I think she got it more once we explained. And she mentioned she wished she had watched it with us so that we could sit there and explain to her.
That makes sense.
And maybe we should have. But I think that this worked out too. Just because she had her own, a fresh view, and she didn't have us whispering in her ear, now this is what's going to happen. And, you know, we would have ruined it for her. Oh, this is a good part, you know.
I know. I'm very bad to watch a movie with,
because
I'm like,
me too. Or we'd probably be quoting it with them.
I'd probably get too excited. Get this walking carpet out of my way. Oh, well, that's in the second one. But anyway.
Yeah.
But
I remember when you were talking about college and how you began to watch the movies again after the new versions came out. I remember watching A New Hope in the theater, because we had a movie theater at the student center at our college. And
yeah.
It was a brand new theater. And they were showing that for free.
Cool.
And I remember watching it at that time. And I think at that point is when my love for Star Wars was rekindled.
Good.
Because before that, Star Wars is nostalgic to me. I will always love the movies.
Yes.
I have vivid memories of my parents taking me to see Return of the Jedi. I was too little to remember the first two, but my parents did take me to them. Anyway, after that point is when it all came back. But I think that's true. A lot of people have said the same thing. A lot of fans have said the same thing. As much as we hate some of the things that George Lucas did to the movie.
I don't know. Hate's such a strong word. And I think, really, when we talk about, I would say that in general, when you and I talk about Star Wars, we're really referring to the original trilogy.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about any other part of it, either the EU or the first three, the episodes 1, 2, and 3, we'll say, oh, Star Wars, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Most of the time, if we just say Star Wars, we're talking about episodes 4, 5, mm-hmm. and 6.
Because that's what it is to us.
Because, yeah, that's what Star Wars is to us. And that's kind of where it is in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was just thinking too, about the whole idea of context. Like, when you and I, because of Star Wars and how much we know about it, when you and I watch Firefly or Lord of the Rings, or because I didn't know, I saw Star Wars before I read The Hobbit or anything about Lord of the Rings, because I had the background of Star Wars, I immediately am able to punch into, this is what Firefly is about, because all they have to say is, well, this is this and this is this. Oh, okay. So we just accept that.
Right.
You know.
The Empire and the Rebels. Got it.
The Rebels got it. The good guys and bad guys. We know who they are.
White armor, black armor, all natural. Ewoks with stones and arrows. And
yeah. So, and I'm not saying that all of that is the same. Yeah. It's just, if you're used to it, it's easier to pick up on. So there's that part. And then what was she saying about the beginning, about the droids?
Yeah, she mentioned that the droids, which she calls the robot guys.
Yes.
I love that. Reminds me of Pink Five.
The robot guys?
We're not making fun of you.
No,
Aaron,
no.
We're not. We're totally not.
Oh my gosh, no.
We totally respect all of your opinions.
Of course. No, I'm talking about the robot guys.
Yeah.
She does say that.
She did say
that.
I
was making fun of Pink Five.
Yes. So it's a fan film. It's one of our favorites. But anyway, she said that there wasn't any real dialogue between them, and she had a hard time staying with the story when they were the focus, because she was losing interest.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to not understand that, because I think the dialogue that is mostly obviously spoken through C-3PO.
Right.
Is comical to me.
Right.
And
I agree.
As a woman, I don't have a problem with the golden guy who's a little feminine.
He's a butler.
He's a butler.
So. He is. He's a gold butler. He's just a translator.
Yeah. The movie, I think it has been said, the movie is in the script. It's written through their perspective.
Right. And well, it's kind of like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. I don't know if anybody knows what I'm talking about, but I think it's Tom Stoppard. We'll have to look that up. But I think it's Tom Stoppard that wrote Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. And if you know anything about Shakespeare, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are two characters that have a very small part in Hamlet. And basically, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are their story. And it's the story of Hamlet told from the perspective of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. And that's kind of like what Star Wars is. It's the story of this amazing epic story kind of told through the eyes of the droids. And they are the two kind of side characters, and we go with them first. Mm-hmm. And what I think is interesting about the boredom is that the beginning, there's such a late point of attack as far as the writing, because the scroll tells you what's going on, and boom, here's something, a ship getting invaded and blown up. I mean, there's so much going on, and here comes the big bad coming in and getting the princess. I mean,
there's a lot of action.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. And then also, I mean, the droids kind of, they take you from scene to scene.
They
take you from the ship when when Darth Vader boards, to the pod, to Tatooine,
right,
and then on from there.
What I think is one of my favorite scenes or moments in the whole movie is when they get back and find Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru, and they're like, why would the Empire be here? And I don't remember the exact line, but then the camera just goes, and there's R2. There's just R2 just kind of standing there, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's cool. cool. And it's so, it's a completely silent moment. And it's one of my favorite moments, one of my favorite shots to be like, oh, wow, this, it must be really important with this guy's, what's going on here. And of course, one of my favorite funny moments.
The part where 3PO slaps R2 on the head.
Or is that, is that the same part where he where Luke leaves?
I don't like you either.
And he says, no, I don't think he likes you at all. No, I don't like you either. I love that. That is so great. That's good writing.
Yes, because it's not much dialogue.
And because George Lucas didn't write all the dialogue. We love you, Uncle George.
So
there you
and,
go.
And then the other point she made was that Leia reminded her of a sorority girl.
Did she expand on that at all?
No, because she was trying to express her view of Leia. And,
okay.
And there was a little bit of silence. And I said, was she a little too gripey for you or something, maybe?
She's a little
and
gripey.
She said, no, she just reminded me of a sorority girl.
Hmm.
And I think maybe her perspective, being a grad student right now, is that, and not a sorority girl, is that there's this separation of class between, you know, the rest of the student body and those who are in Greek clubs.
Hmm.
And maybe that is what she kind of sensed.
There might be an age difference, too, as to what she deems is what a sorority girl is and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not sure.
You were in a sorority, weren't you?
I was like in a fraternity. I was in a theater fraternity, which was completely Alpha Psi Omega. No, completely not anything like a sorority.
Not like Delta, Delta, Delta. Can we help you? Help you? Help you?
No. I mean, we had like initiation and stuff like that, but it mainly consisted of, if a member, like if you're in the lunchroom and a member of the fraternity said, you know, you had to do something, you had to get up on your table and recite 12 lines of Shakespeare. Like that was something you had to do. You had to have 12 lines of Shakespeare that you knew from the beginning of the semester. And then you always had to be able to recite them. So anyway, mine was from Taming of the
Shrew.
That was
a geeky version of a fraternity.
It is the geekiest version. I don't know. The only one that's geekier is like the honors fraternities. Those are the only ones that are worse than us. I mean, but we're like pretty geeky, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. But we still had all of the functions and stuff like that. So
do we agree with her that Leia's a fraternity girl?
I don't. I mean, I think it's so hard, I think, to talk about Leia sometimes because she's the only woman, really, in the story. And so, and I think, you know, and this, it's so funny how the role of women changes so much from decade to decade, especially starting from like the 50s on to now. It's like decade to decade, a woman and a strong woman are is a completely different thing, because you have your strong woman who is silent and does her, you know, takes care of the house and takes care and supports her woman, her man, and that's the strong woman. And then you go to, you know, your Steel Magnolia, who is really strong, you know, Southern woman, and then, you know, who's really running the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, you know, your feminist strong woman who is women's rights. And then you have, you know, and then you have like your Arwen character, who is the strong woman who is supportive more emotionally and from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Leia, she's the kind of strong woman who comes out and
rolls up her sleeves and gets
in there with everybody else. And she decides, hey, you have blocked off our only means of escape. We're going. I don't care where this goes. We're going, because this is the only other way to go. She doesn't always make the right decision, but at least she makes the decision. She's very decisive. She's a leader. Somebody gave me this thing once, like when, you know, in the olden days when we passed around a bunch of emails, you know, when there wasn't that much internet and everybody was just sending each other weird emails. And one of the emails I got from one of my friends was like the horoscopes from Star Wars characters.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Leia as a Leo, which is what I am. So, of course, that's the one I remember. And
I
she
am
is.
Too.
She's a leader. She's loyal, fiercely loyal, independent, generous, loving, all of these things. And also, you know, she has the fatal flaw, which is that she likes the bad boys.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, I mean, when you were talking, when you're describing her and, yes. And her personality, independent, decisive, she's also very bold.
Yes.
And not afraid to back down. I mean, she stands up to Tarkin.
Right.
On the bridge of his ship.
Yep, she does.
And says something to the extent of, the more you tighten your grip, the more systems will slip through your fingers.
I know.
And she just kind of just stands up, and he's like towering over
Vader
and Tarkin both.
She's not afraid.
And she's, I think that was a nice choice, too. Not only is Carrie Fisher very smart and articulate, but she's small. So it's a nice contrast to see this small woman be so independent and fierce, you know, standing up against something that's so much bigger than her.
Right.
And it's a nice contrast.
Yes, it is. No, I think I've always enjoyed her in the role. Mm-hmm. And in all three movies, she is, I'm always very happy with her. So very, very good choices there. But I can see where someone would perceive her, but then again, that's almost goes back, and I think we've almost accidentally figured a through line for this, is just the idea that Aaron coming through it for the first time and us coming through it after having analyzed it, me having written papers about it, whereas, and also right now we're discussing very finite points of this movie.
Yes.
I haven't seen it in a month or more, and I can like pick out scenes. Oh, my laundry's done. And I can pick out scenes and shots and dialogue from, and so when you know something and it's that much part of your being, it's a lot easier to say, well, this and this, than when you first watch it. And so in a weird way, it's almost like we will never have the pleasure of first watching it.
Right.
You know?
And that's why I thought it would be a good topic to get a perspective from someone who's never seen the film from beginning to end.
Right.
Because who's right?
Yeah.
If she didn't get it.
Right.
Is it because it's not her bag? Or is it because the points that we find are not as obvious?
Maybe. It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. And then just different perspective, different age group. You know, there's so many things. But that's why this is interesting. And I think something that really hasn't been talked about on podcasts before. So... I don't know.
The other thing is, I mean, from Aaron's perspective, she is a younger woman.
Yes.
And in this day and age, it's not that big a deal for a woman to be all the things that Leia is.
True.
Right now.
True.
In today's time.
That's
and,
true.
And to us growing up in this, you know, in the 70s and our mothers.
Yes.
That was different. That was something to aspire to. So maybe that's another thing that's kind of getting in the way of her. Of seeing Leia as anything other than a sorority girl.
That makes sense, because she just expects all women to be that way, because all the women she knows are that way. So that's interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad we did this. And also, too, I think that she didn't really feel like she needed to watch Empire. I think if she watched Empire, she would want to watch Jedi. The way that Lucas planned it... Star Wars, A New Hope, was supposed to be able to stand on its own. Mm-hmm. And so it does have a conclusion.
That's why we
chose...
You know,
it's not like watching Fellowship of the Ring where you're like, oh, I just sat here for 3 hours and this stupid story just started.
It's not stupid.
I know. Of course it's not stupid. I love it. And we will have that episode one day, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is kind of... There's not really a sense of urgency as to what's going to happen next, like there is at the end of Empire.
And like, that's why we chose A New Hope for her to watch
right.
first instead of the prequels. And plus, we wanted her to be impressed
right.
with it. And you don't start someone off with a Phantom Menace. I don't think
right.
so. Unless they're very young.
Right.
Very, very, maybe, but we
but
decided,
but we are, can we talk about that now?
Yes, let's go to that topic.
To
I think
that.
we've discussed
we've
the whole
it.
Interview and
yes.
yeah.
Okay, good.
We're ready to move on.
Very good. So, did you think differently the first time we talked about this?
A couple of years ago when we were experimenting with our first few podcasts, I had said that I thought it might be best to watch it starting with the prequels because of the progression of the story now.
Okay.
Seeing Anakin and his walk towards the dark side.
Interesting.
But that was back then.
Okay.
And I just don't think that I as much as I love them and as much as I will I still watch them despite their flaws, and they are numerous.
Yeah.
I still will watch them, and I don't hate them like some fans do. They are not the first trilogy to me. Those will always be, like we said.
It's a backup.
Yes.
It's a supplement.
Yes, it's a supplement.
It's like the Silmarillion.
It's a vitamin. And it's not a good vitamin. It's like a vitamin you could do without.
it's like in Lord of the Rings, all the appendices.
Right.
That's what 1, 2, and 3 are to me. They're appendices.
Yes.
It's like, oh, interesting. That's an interesting sideline to this story that I love.
Well said.
Don't you think?
Yes.
I agree. I must say also, since we were just talking about women, I do like the Padme character.
In some of the trilogy, not all of it, because she ends up barefoot and pregnant at the end and subsequently dead.
Well, and we can talk about this when we talk about the first trilogy, yes. but the prequels, but she... I like her. You're right. I like her, but it is kind of funny. But I don't. It's funny how I don't blame her for some of the plot problems, because I like her as a character. Now, there's a couple of plot problems where I do not think they stay true to her character.
Yeah.
They say she's this certain type of person, and then she does something that type of person wouldn't do, in my opinion.
And I know exactly what you're talking about. So, and we will discuss her. We will discuss character that in profile.
Yeah. In a different podcast. So get excited. We'll talk about that soon. You at first thought that 1, 2, and 3 would be the best to watch first.
Before we ever knew about Erin, before she ever worked with us. That's what I had thought initially, just because of the progression of the story. But since then, I've decided that's very convoluted way of introducing someone to the film, because you want to start with the best one first, the one that can stand alone, the one where if they decided not to move forward, they would get everything they needed from
that one movie,
right? And that would be A New Hope.
I agree completely.
And if you're more interested in following the story, the next one has this big great reveal that will leave you wanting more.
Right.
And I personally know a lot of people love Empire Strikes Back, but the one I love the best is Return of the Jedi. Not only because it was the film I remember seeing in the movies when I was little, but it's a story of redemption. Mm-hmm. And I love the scene where Luke takes the helmet off Vader, and so that his father can look on him with his own eyes. I mean, that to me it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. I mean, and I love the part where the Emperor gets thrown down the shaft and Vader stands up to him. But again, we'll discuss that in another
episode. And somebody needs to tell Luke that you can block force lightning with a lightsaber.
Of course, if Mace had taught him, not Yoda.
Yes, I guess if Mace would have taught him instead of Yoda. But Yoda knows, too.
Did Yoda ever use it in the prequels?
Yes, Yoda did. Against the Empire. I think when he was fighting Dooku. And another podcast topic is Dooku and Saruman. Are they the same person? Discuss.
I'll give you a topic.
I go back to the Big Bang Theory one. The Big Bang Theory? The Big Bang was neither big nor a bang.
Yes.
Discuss. Okay. So, all right. What else are we going to talk about today?
Well, are we ready to discuss our final thoughts?
Oh, sure. Please. Final thoughts, Jerry Springer. I just think it's funny how on Jerry Springer, like, the whole thing is so horrible. I mean, it's just trashy trash. But then his final thought is always very, like, It always does have some sort of sense.
Food
you're like,
for thought.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Jerry Springer.
Pay no attention to those midgets wrestling behind you.
That makes sense. He's like, we should really get along better. You're right, Jerry Springer. It's an excellent final thought. What a mess. Okay. Okay. And now this is our email segment.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead.
Okay. Well, we got a message from Mike, who was commenting on Galaxy Quest.
On Galaxy Quest. Got it.
Yes. Galaxy Quest was a great movie. I didn't see it until a couple years ago because I was not interested in a Trek spoof movie and I hated Tim Allen, but I'm glad I got over it and I watched it. I have become a fan of Alan Rickman's work, and seeing him in this type of movie is funny. He left an impression on me when I was a wee lad and I saw his performance in The Sheriff of Nottingham and Robin Hood. The Rock Monster is my favorite Trek homage in the movie. When William Shatner wrote and directed Star Trek V, there was supposed to be a rock man chasing them down on the God planet at the end of the movie. They built a bad-looking Rockman suit and did some test footage, which can be seen on the DVD, but they didn't have enough money to make it look good, so the entire sequence was dumped. So that's where it came from.
Okay.
Shatner wanted to go back and add the Rockman back into the movie with CGI for the DVD, but Paramount has yet to let him. I'm a fan of Firefly and some of Joss's other work, but have yet to see Buffy.
Oh.
That type of show has never interested me, but I've been thinking about watching it because
of
Joss.
You mean good quality television? Doesn't interest you?
Be nice
okay.
to Mike.
I'm sorry.
He's a very loyal listener.
I know. I know. Shame, shame.
You should do a show. Aha, here we go. Okay. You should do a show to convince people like me to give it a try.
Okay.
Mike. Thank you very much for
thank
the
email,
Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
And for every email that you send. He sends lots.
I'm just using tough love. All right, this one is from Joe, also known as Darth Gaios. And he says, hey, ladies. Just a quick email once again to say great podcast and keep up the great work. Thank you. I love the movie Galaxy Quest and love the fact there are others out there who get it. The other reason for this email is to say that I completely sympathize with Angela about the phone calls at work after 4:50 p.m. on a Friday, or any day for that matter. I work in an engineering company. We constantly get calls like this from developers, contractors, owners, etc. And of course I have to be polite. Yes, sir, ma'am. No, sir, ma'am. I will get on that right away. Meanwhile, the conversation in my head is going something along the lines of, are you fracking kidding me? It is 10 minutes until 5 o'clock on Friday. Exactly what is going to get accomplished right this second that cannot be accomplished on Monday? Everyone is a complete loser workaholic like you. I have a wife and four beautiful little girls and a six-pack of Bud Light that I want to get home to, you idiot. Or something along those lines. Bitter? No, not me. So yeah, just wanted to let you know that you are not alone. Finally, I love the music that you guys use in the podcast, and I have said that you've said it is Angela's husband's band. Are those apostrophes right? I hated English class. We don't have to keep that in. Is there any way to listen to download the full songs anywhere? They sound really good and are especially bass heavy. I'm a bassist and therefore a bit biased, and I would love to hear more. Thanks and sorry for the ramble. Can't wait for the next show. Oh, look, it's 4:30. About time for one of those phone calls. Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much, Joe. And yes, that is from a band called The Illuminati that my husband was formerly in a few years ago. And we can make those available. We haven't worked exactly how we're going to do that, but we'll get them on the website eventually. And they're very fun, but they are adult content, a lot yes. of them, even though sometimes you can't really understand what they're saying. And Jim says thank you because he was the bassist in the band.
Yes.
And that's him you hear.
Didn't he write it too? He wrote Television Junkie.
He did write Television Junkie.
TV segment.
Yes, and he wrote a lot of music and lyrics mm-hmm. With the guy who was the singer. And so he and the singer of the band were the ones who did most of the writing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so he is very excited that you noticed the bass line.
We also had two MP3 messages that
good.
Our listeners sent to us. One's from Kenny regarding
Yay, Kenny.
Galaxy Quest.
Okay.
And one's from Tim from England. He
Thank
likes
you, Tim.
Our show. I think he was supposed to be working and he had to cut his conversation short with us. But we really appreciate the fact
okay.
that you're ditching work to send voicemails to us.
Well, let's hear it.
Hey, Jen and Angela. It's Kenny from California. And I'm an anomaly because when I got married 2 weeks ago, my wedding cake were three Borg cubes attacking the Enterprise D. I want to thank you for doing a podcast on one of my all-time favorite movies, Galaxy Quest. I remember going to the movie theaters to see this several times, and when it came out on DVD, I must have watched it 20 times since then. So it's definitely high on my list as one of my all-time favorite movies. And I just wanted to also let you guys know, along with your listeners, that they just released a Galaxy Quest comic book called Galaxy Quest Global Warning. It's a 5-part mini-series, and issue 1 actually just came out this week. So definitely check it out. It's by IDW is the manufacturer. But I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I just got it yesterday. But I look forward to checking out. I'm so happy that they're actually extending the universe of Galaxy Quest. They were supposed to do a sequel to Galaxy Quest, and there's still talk about it going around, but I don't see it ever happening. But definitely worth checking out. Also, a neat feature, I don't know if you guys know this, on the DVD of Galaxy Quest, you can actually change the audio so the entire movie plays in Thermion, which are the creatures, and there's that high-pitched sound they make. It's funny for like the first 20 seconds, and then after that it gets annoying, but it's definitely a fun option that they have on their DVDs. Something very unique that the whole movie is done in Thermion. It's kind of funny. You gotta check it out if you have the DVDs. Anyways, I wanted to thank you ladies. It's great hearing a woman's perspective on some of my all-time favorite geeky things, and you guys are doing a wonderful job, and keep it up, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Hi there, Jen and Angela. This is Tim over in Shoreham-by-Sea in England, otherwise known as Trekkie Geek on the Trek and Sci-Fi forums. And I've taken a while in actually getting around to doing this, but I just wanted to send you a message to say, hi, girls. I really am enjoying your podcast. And I've just finished listening to your Anomaly on Galaxy Quest. I was really pleased you did this because I love that film. It's a great spoof film and a great film in itself. So I was really pleased to listen to it, and I had a bit of a giggle along with you when you were sort of recounting some of your favourite parts of the film. One of my favourite bits was the little alien down on the planet, and he's injured, and they're all sort of surround it, all the other little aliens surround it, and they're all the guys from the ship are going, oh look, he's injured, oh they're gonna help him, oh that's so sweet, and then they're just all pouncing him and rip him to pieces. I thought that was quite amusing. Sigourney Weaver, wow, I haven't seen her looking that good since she was in Ghostbusters all those years ago when I was a young boy. And also Travis, yes, the helmsman of the Galaxy Quest ship. I was also struck by how much he reminded me of Travis Mayweather, Mayweather on Enterprise. I loved the whole Mickey taking of the geeks. And, 1 second. Sorry, that's one of my work colleagues. I'm sitting in my van outside my next appointment, recording on my mobile phone, and my other work mobile phone has gone off. Anyway, I'll wrap this up now because I'm going to have to phone that guy back. I really enjoyed the podcast. Carry on, girls. And if I can remember my login details to my iTunes, I will leave you a glowing review. Until next time, take care, both, and I'll speak with you soon. Cheerio. So honestly, I'm going now. Bye.
Thank you, gentlemen. Those were some very fine points.
Yes. And we hope that more people will send voice
audio
messages
comments
in. Yes. That we always like that.
Yes, we do.
We always like emails, too. So if you haven't written to us yet, don't be afraid. If we like emails, just say, hey, enjoy the show. We like listening to Anomaly. I'm so-and-so from this country. You don't have to be specific.
Nope.
And also, we still love having comment our ratings on iTunes. If you if you subscribe to our show through iTunes,
thank you to everyone
thank
who
you
has
so much
posted.
We now have 15 Woo! Ratings, still 5-star. Go ahead and give us a rating on iTunes,
and give all of your podcast ratings,
all of them, because
not
just
us, everybody.
It makes us feel like
doing something,
we're loved. Yeah, and we want to keep doing it when we get ratings from people and email.
Yes,
it's nice to get feedback, so keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, great. I'm excited. I like it when people send us their stuff.
Thank you for listening to the Anomaly Podcast.
Make sure and go to our website at anomalypodcast.com. That's A-N-O-M-A-L-Y podcast.com. Or you can email us
at girlygeeks@gmail.com. That's girlygeeks@gmail.com.
And that's it.
The end.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Jen.
And you've been listening to the Anomaly Podcast, where female and fandom converge.
I don't know what all this trouble is about, but I'm sure it must be your fault.
My little robot guy's head got blown off. Is that bad?